There was a lot of psychology involved in the Olympics. Athletes choke, teams play mind games with one another. But the psychology does not end with the competition. It turns out to extend to the medal ceremony. NPR science correspondent Shankar Vedantam joins us regularly to talk about interesting social science research. He's here. Hi, Shankar.
Hi, Steve. So here's what I have. I want you to listen to two pieces of tape. You're going to hear from two athletes. They've just finished competing at the London Olympics. One of them won the silver medal, and one of them won the bronze medal.
Okay.
And I want you to tell from the emotion in their voices which one got the silver and which one got the bronze.
All right.
That's absolutely fantastic, and I think that shows that we really did follow our training program, building up to the Olympics, and did ourselves very proud today.
I don't know what went wrong and what I did differently from the heat to the semi to the final. There's just some point of me that just feels like I disappointed so many people. It's kind of tough, and you know, I don't want to let people down.
Okay, let me think this through. You're saying that one of these people won a silver, one won a bronze. One sounds pretty happy, says fantastic in a very calm way, and the other sounds utterly crushed. So could it be that the guy who said fantastic was the silver medalist?
Well, that's what you would think, but it turns out that the happy guy was Christian Thomas from Team Great Britain, and they won the bronze medal in the men's gymnastics, and the really unhappy woman was Emily Seaborn from Australia, right after she won the silver, right behind Missy Franklin of the United States in the 100-meter backstroke. And I've noticed a pattern the last few nights watching the Olympics, Steve, which is that the bronze medal winners invariably seem to be happier than the silver medal winners.
Wait a minute, so you just barely make it onto the medal stand. You're like, woo, I'm here. And if you get silver, you're crushed. What's going on there?
Well, a bunch of researchers actually looked at this a few years ago. They're Victoria Medvec, Scott Mady, and Thomas Gilovich. And they looked at athletes in the 1992 Barcelona Olympics. And they looked at photographs of the athletes on the victory podium. And they also listened to tape of the athletes right after they had competed. And they found a systematic pattern, which is that the silver medal winners tended to be unhappy or look more unhappy, and the bronze medal winners tended to be happier.
Okay, I could guess why that might be, but you tell me, why would that
be? Well, so the researchers think that it has to do with something called framing, which is, as human beings, we're not very good at objectively judging how happy we should be or how well we've performed. So if you had to judge whether you have a nice car or a big house or a smart kid, what you do is you end up comparing yourself to other people's cars or other people's houses or other people's kids. So we're not very good at judging our performance in an absolute sense.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's happening with the silver and bronze medal winners is that the silver medal winners are saying, if only I had done a little bit better, I could have won the gold.
The gold.
Whereas the bronze medal winners are comparing themselves to all the chumps who didn't win a medal at all. And they're saying, at least I got on the victory podium.
Could there be other factors here having to do with individual athletes and what they expected coming in? Some people might unexpectedly win the bronze when they thought they were going to get nothing.
I think that's right. So in the case of Team Great Britain, this is the first medal in the men's gymnastics. They're winning in 100 years. And Emily Seaborn was widely tipped to win the gold. And so clearly, her expectations were shattered. Now, the researchers controlled for expectations in their study, and they found that regardless of whether people met expectations or exceeded expectations, the pattern still held, that if you won the silver medal, you tended to be unhappier than if you won the bronze. But the question of expectations actually, Steve, raises a deeper question. I'm not sure you really intended it, but let me try and get to it, which
sure.
is that in both cases, regardless of whether you're judging how happy you should feel by comparing yourselves to others, or you're judging how happy you should feel by comparing yourselves to your own expectations, in both cases, you're not measuring your happiness based on objective reality. You're basing your happiness based on stuff that's happening inside your own head.
Which is a good thing to remember. And I suppose the lesson here is that whatever you're doing in life, you want to try to finish third. Is that correct?
Well, I actually think that there's a tension here between what a sports coach would tell you and what a life coach would tell you. Because the sports coach would say, you know, perennial disappointment and high expectations may lead to disappointment, but that's what leads to better performance.
All right.
But the life coach is going to say, you know, perennially comparing yourselves to other people or even to your own expectations is a recipe for unhappiness.
Well, Shankar Vedantam, this has been a bronze medal segment. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve.
NPR science correspondent Shankar Vedantam, you can follow him on Twitter @HiddenBrain. You can also follow this program @Morning Edition and @NPR Inskeep.